This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, which is right beneath us, by the way. The Amerant Bank Arena version of Funky Buddha is right below where we're doing our broadcast. And if you're not lucky enough to have tickets, you could certainly watch the game at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And Dan Day is there on Monday nights doing trivia. So always fun at Funky Buddha. If you're here tonight, you stop by Funky Buddha, get yourself a little gloves off maybe. I mean, that's a...
Put in one of these.
You can get these Panthers stick drink sticks, hockey stick drinks, available at the Funky Buddha Tap Room downstairs. And you can fill it with whatever you want.
Dangerous game selling these here. Yeah, I want too many of these.
Wait, are they sold with nothing in them?
I believe so. And then you, I don't know.
And then can you then buy something and fill it up right on the spot?
I think so.
What's that going to run you?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
Like, I hope
with
it's like
Adeline
the
or Chrissy. They're the ones who
How do you guys not
over?
Know? That's the next question. What's it called?
Not only do they have
you got
those.
Stuff for free. Excuse me.
You can get the stuffed Italian pizza sandwich at the Stoli Club pizza stand tonight.
How you talking?
You can get a buffalo shrimp slider.
What's that
we
run
had
you?
Them. I don't know.
You don't know.
Session stand 319.
It's all the perks.
And you can get the bacon cheeseburger pinwheel.
Yeah, that looks
at
great.
At concession stand 319.
Hockey stick so. Toothpick.
Isn't that nice?
I like that.
Very very good food offerings.
It's great.
At
Look
the Amerant Bank Arena, they have stepped it up. For
I
the.
I have that?
Of course.
That's
yeah.
yours if you
it's
want
mine.
It. That
just
is
don't get it on the shirt.
If, want it.
If I want it.
If you
You
want
know who you're talking to.
Steve Goldstein is with us here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. By the way, we're at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of our friends at Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Steve Goldstein, tonight on Scripps Sports, there will be a local pregame show, as they do every game, and it's a great way to get your local flavor before the national television broadcast takes over. But that's Channel 39 in Dade-Broward, South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County.
I mean...
And 7:30 tonight, it'll be Jessica Blaylock and Moeller. Ed Jovanovsky was missing on Saturday. Is he back tonight?
You know, we had to give him the one-game suspension. Yeah, yeah, old Double Nichols,
understood.
The former Panther captain, got a little bit too big for his britches, so he sat one out. He is back tonight.
They always say that there's this big conspiracy. The Panthers never get punished for anything. Hey, you guys, that doesn't happen. Hey, Jovo,
not in TV.
Right.
And I'm guessing we'll have some live reports tonight from you and Katie Engelson here at the Amerant Bank Arena.
100%. You hit it on
who
the head.
Who watches their Scripps Sports live in
Number
the local
one fan right there.
Show.
I appreciate that.
I happen to enjoy
appreciate
it.
That. It's been a great year with Scripps.
What it has been.
Yeah,
what,
really
what are you expecting tonight? We've kind of talked about it for 3 hours. The Carolina Hurricanes, as far as I'm concerned, have been demoralized, and I don't know what they can do tonight to come out and try and make it some sort of series or game. So what are you expecting tonight?
Well, first off, I was expecting you to bust into the Clyde Frazier, demoralized and traumatized, the Carolina, but you didn't. You went halfway, so I appreciate that, Huck.
I'm sure you want to talk, Nick.
You know, look, they've – I do want to talk a little 20-point couple.
I bet you do.
You know, they're 0-15 in their last 15 conference final games. Now, not everybody's been there for all of them. Rod Brindamore has. They haven't won a conference final game since before the iPhone was invented. So it's got to be in their heads. They've lost seven in a row to the Panthers. They cannot score on Sergei Bobrovsky, even in the regular season for the most part. So, you know, for them, I feel like the pressure's off. You know, no one's expecting them to win the series, whether they win a game or not. So just come on out and play it. They were 1-1 going to the third last game, which for them was actually a victory. The second period was probably the best period that they've had, maybe in conjunction with the Panthers not doing their thing as well. That's really the only period Carolina's won in the series. So I do get a feeling, though, and we've seen this over the last couple of years, game three the other night, which they won, and game four here tonight, that's one of those situations where the Panthers sometimes lose a game. You know, we've seen it, you know, up 3-0 against Tampa, up 2-0 against Tampa, you know, Toronto up 3-2 game six last year, remember, or 2 years ago, they had Toronto up 3-0 and the Leafs won game four. So, but I do think this group is different. I think they smell it. And I really got to think they want to become one of only, and this is incredible, three franchises ever to win three straight conference, clinch that thing on home ice. The Canadians did it in the 50s. Flyers did it in the Broad Street Bullies, 74-76. It's never happened.
Wow.
So for Panther fans listening, do not take this for granted, because when we say this doesn't really happen, this literally does not happen that you get to see it here at home. So I would think Carolina would come out with nothing to lose, but, you know, if the Panthers play their game, I mean, they are the better team. We know that. We have enough of a sample size to know that.
It feels like the Panthers over the last two or three seasons have – in a way, ended some franchises, made them rethink a lot of things. And it feels like Toronto's going in that direction now. If they win tonight or close out the series in the next two games, Carolina might have to make some big changes. What is it about this team that when others come up against them, they almost try to change the way they play? Like, Carolina has tried to adapt their, like, Svechnikov is trying to be a player that he's just not against this Panther team. What about them brings that out of the opposition?
And nice of you to publicly let the Rangers and the Bruins off the hook as far as
well, I mean, the Bruins.
Nice of you, though.
You're welcome.
You know, I think they get into these series and they see what it takes, and they go out, to your point, they go out of character. I mean, Svechnikov does that to Tkachuk. What was it, game two?
Yeah.
Punched him in the back of that, takes a penalty, and they score on it. So, you know, if you're going to play a physical, heavy game, you better do it within the rules. The Panthers have learned that wonderfully. They've gotten that curve down, and they're on the right side of that line. So I think teams look at it in the East, and they look at, you know, no different than any other sport. How do you get there? And they see the way the Panthers play, and they kind of try to emulate it. And I think a lot of times they go too far out of their way. I thought the Bruins series when the Panthers beat them, you know, the epic comeback in the first round the next year. Remember they signed Zadorov? Who else? They signed a couple of more third, fourth line, like for the sole purpose of that.
Being heavier, being tougher.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they try to go in that direction. And the other thing is when the Panthers, it is demoralizing because you've been dominated. You've been physically pushed around. You've got all these accolades, like the Rangers were great last year. Yeah. They got a 2-1 lead and boom, the Panthers just shut them down. I think it affects them in a lot of ways because they can't do what they're used to doing. And it's, and we know this. It's a miserable experience when the Panthers are on their game, being on the other team playing them. It's
a miserable experience being a fan of the other side. You've seen it at the road arenas because you've been there.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's gone wrong, aside from injuries, because there's some guys missing? Greer's out tonight.
Mikolo's
out tonight. Yep. Reinhardt's out tonight. Aside from injury, is there a single thing that hasn't gone right where if you're Paul Maurice, you say, and again, coaches always say there's something to work on. But in reality, is there anything you can point to and say, this needs to be corrected?
This is a tough one for Paul Maurice the last 48 hours, because not really. I mean, you talk about the slot shots last game. They were 21-6. Like, guys aren't
That's
even...
ridiculous.
I mean, and when they're in the slot, Bobrovsky's seeing every one of them. They're pretty much all one and done. You don't see the scrambles around the net. Special teams have been great. So it's a tough one for Paul Maurice to go way out of his way the last 48
hours.
There's
nothing that jumps out at you.
No, they're doubling him up. I mean, analytically, they're doubling him up on high danger chances. You know, they're limiting. It's all predicated on limiting those rush chances. That's the only way they get to Sergei Bobrovsky, with the two-on-ones and the breakaways. And when defensively they're unpredictable, that's when teams score a goal. But when Bobrovsky knows what's coming and he's able to see it and it's not odd man rushes and it's not speed through the neutral zone, he's going to basically stop everything as we've seen. So it's incredible. Besides those two games in Toronto where I think, whatever the reason, was the Tampa series a little too easy? Was there too much of a layoff? Toronto trying to stretch it out, you know, taking some gambles, so blow in the zone. Those two games, they were breakaways. Sergei gave up the goal to Marner to win game two after the Panthers had tied that game. That's the last, quote, bad goal he's allowed. Yeah. Game two against Toronto is the last time there was a shot, and it went in, and you're like, oh, Sergei should have had that. I mean, so you're right. You're talking 15 games.
By the way, I just want to point out, Alejandro Solana suggested they bench Sergei Bobrovsky.
Not true, Goldie.
That is true. I have the text from you.
He was going to VV? Vitek Vanacek?
No, Goldie. All I was saying was after the losses, the two straight losses to start the series to Toronto, I merely posed the question if it was time to consider benching Sergei Bobrovsky. And Goldie, hold on a second.
So Hawk's correct. Exactly what
that's what he said. I didn't call for him to be benched, Goldie. I was just merely asking the question, is it time for Sergei Bobrovsky to perhaps take a breather, change up the series?
Well, that's good because he's given up 7 goals in 8 games since, so that was good.
Well, this is right out. He said, I don't know if Brad Marchand is that guy here.
Here are the three hot takes that Solana has
given
me.
Let's hear him.
So when...
You guys never forget anything.
I have screenshots. When the Panthers signed Brad Marchand, remember he played a game or two, and then he was on IR or something along those lines up until I think it was the Utah game. And then there was this note on social media that he's either going to be back for the Utah game. This is the end of the season or
right after the end of March.
Yeah. And Solana sent me a text that says, what do we even really know about this Marchand guy? I think
this
he's going to be a playoff bum.
Ooh.
Okay. So that obviously.
That's a tough one.
After the Toronto series.
After game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay, so after game one of this series, and Matthew Tkachuk had been quiet throughout the playoffs, he sent me a text. There was a graphic on Twitter about, I don't know what it was.
Analytics, Goldie, analytics of, you know, the most impact players.
And he said to me, do you think it's time we start having the conversation about trading Tkachuk?
Come on, he didn't.
So I immediately put Tkachuk scoring a goal into a parlay for game two, which he did, by the way. He scored a goal. Made me money immediately. But yeah, so he has suggested Marchand was going to be a playoff bum. Maybe we should bench Bobrovsky, and should we have the conversation about trading Matthew Tkachuk?
No, that's how he masks it. Should we have the conversation?
I'm not saying, but he wanted
Bob on the bench and Tkachuk, out to Nashville or something. By the way, Tkachuk last game, 2 assists plus 2, 5 hits, 12 shot attempts, 12 penalty minutes. So I guess, no, we're not going to trade.
Hey, Goldie,
I guess I had that written down.
Goldie, I mean, look, Barkov has been phenomenal for us for a couple of years, but.
But,
I'm just joking.
But, you know, that power play shot, he doesn't score much on the power play. Maybe you can get Couturier from Philly for him if the Flyers.
Weren't you the guy also leading the Ekblad charge, too? Wasn't that you and Brooks Koepka?
Yeah, I may have jumped on that bandwagon.
I'll tell you what.
That was unfounded.
Aaron Ekblad, and I'll go back because I love Parcells. I'll go back to an old Parcells in 92. When Phil Simms was pretty much him and Hostetler, remember they were splitting time?
Yeah.
And Bill Parcells said, you can crap on Phil Simms all you want, but when he's done and the next guy comes in, you're going to watch and go, you know what? He's no Phil Simms. You're going to see a lot of that. I'm hoping it's in 5 years from now.
Do you know what my take is?
That Aaron Ekblad will be the same way.
On that same thought, do you know who I say? Solana, you know who I'm talking about. I say that's going to be said about?
Who's that?
Liam.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meichenberg.
I gotta go, no.
I swear to God, you guys, I'm telling you, when you see what comes in, that guy has been a stalwart. He tries to get the job
done.
He
can't do this with a straight
face. I swear to God, no, I feel that way.
There's another guy. I want that guy to win a Super Bowl one day. William Meichenberg.
I really feel that way.
People make it like it's all his fault.
I feel.
Oh, William Meichenberg.
I feel that, you know, when it's all said and done. Eichenberg, you're going to look back and you're going to go, yeah, there were some spots, but you know what?
Yeah.
He did what was asked.
One day he'll start in a playoff game and win.
I'll stand on my island on this one. But that's
enjoy it.
That's what I believe.
Goldie, you buy your number 14 Dolphins jersey yet?
You're Quinn?
Yeah, Quinn Ewers.
Quinn 14? Yeah, I thought so. Not yet. I'm going to wait and see him a little bit in the mini camp in a couple weeks.
Did you buy your Jalen Brunson jersey, your cat jersey?
What do you mean, did I?
Do you think they have a chance?
I did not think they had a chance before last night.
Do you think they have a chance now?
Now I do, because Indiana's not that good either. They're not a great team. OKC's winning the title.
It's funny. We had that
I said they were great
earlier today.
Teams are great.
He said both teams are great. I take issue. I don't think either team is great.
Tatum was healthy. The Knicks won't even be there.
Well, that's funny, too, because I was saying we anointed the Celtics all season long. And
I think they would have come back and won that series if Tatum didn't get hurt.
It is fun because Solana posed the question, is it fun that you've got the Knicks and the Pacers and the Timberwolves. Like, you've got and OKC. You've got teams that you don't normally see.
Well, the Knicks and Pacers is fun. I'm not too into the other series, to be honest with you.
Do you think the Knicks would be able – do you think either team in the East could get past whoever comes out of the West?
If Minnesota beats OKC, but I don't think Minnesota's beaten. I think OKC is the best team.
Were you forlorn at that Game 1 Knicks loss?
What does forlorn mean?
Sad.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
He knows what forlorn
is. He asked me.
So
I answer.
NBA teams that were up by that many points with 3 minutes left in the playoffs had been 977-0.
That wild.
That was wild. And then somebody asked me, we were in Carolina. Might have been Billy Lindsay. What did you think when the Halliburton shot hit back rim and was all the way up in the air over the backboard? I go, I didn't think anything. I knew it was dropping. There was no doubt that ball was going in.
Did you think it was a three? I thought it was a three.
Well,
I thought it was over.
But it's a fun series, no doubt. It's a fun series.
So you think they can come back?
Yeah, now it's 2-1. Sure they can. You know, they haven't been very good at home.
No.
They're 3-5 at the Garden at home. It's kind of crazy.
I think Paul Maurice's record with the Panthers when leading after any period is also 977-0.
The O it is.
Yeah.
They do
not
lose a playoff game. By the way, the Panthers having trailed, get this. You'll catch this kind of stuff on the Scripps Sports pregame show.
Now, what time is that? 7:30?
7:30, yeah. They have not trailed in 240 minutes. Since the Leafs walked out of here in Game 6, which feels like a month ago with the win, they have not trailed. And they've dominated teams.
What do you think the conversation is in Raleigh? Like, I don't – like, in Toronto, I get it. They're, you know – they got to break it up, and obviously it's a religion there. I wonder in Raleigh.
They're frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, look, they've been here before. Now there's two sides to this.
Well, that's okay. I was going to say. So the side is, hey, because the Heat made the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, we had this conversation, right? They were in the Eastern Conference Finals twice in how many years, Solana? 3 years? 4 years?
The Miami Heat? Two consecutive years, but three times in 4 years.
But I'm saying recently in the Jimmy Butler era.
Yeah.
Like, do you just say, hey, we're pretty good
so
if you get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Because Carolina can certainly say that.
So there's the thought, okay, is Rod Brind'Amour and the Hurricanes so dug in that they do a great job, right, of getting there, and they're just not good enough to get over the hump? Or are you a failure? There's different ways to look at that. I will tell you this. You go up and down that roster, that talent level on that, it's not close to the Panthers.
No.
Well, that's kind of the
MJ. And they don't have consistent goals.
Isn't it right. kind of the MJ thought where when Michael Jordan was reigning in the NBA, it didn't matter who you put up against him. And I'm not saying that there's an MJ on this squad, but this is one of the best hockey teams assembled, I can imagine. So is it anyone's fault if you can't get past this juggernaut that's taken everyone down around them?
That's what I'm saying. So you've got, you know, Stockton and Malone, you got Charles Barkley, you got Patrick Ewing, you got all these guys from back then. You know, Charles couldn't win a title. If Michael Jordan's not in the league, Barkley's got a ring, Ewing's got a ring. Did he hold it against them? Did they do as well as it's a fascinating argument. I will just say this, and I've said this throughout all the seasons of broadcasting the games. This division is incredible. And I think every year they show that the Atlantic Division, with, and now not so much the Bruins, obviously, after they were good for, what, 15 straight years. It's bound to happen. So you have Boston, Toronto always knocking on the door, Tampa knocking on the door, the Panthers are there. And whoever's come out of that other division loses and oftentimes gets smoked. If the Panthers win this game tonight, we're talking six straight years. Either the Lightning or the Panthers have played for the Stanley Cup. So if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs, yeah, you feel bad. Yeah, you should be doing it. But are you really hammering your team and breaking up your entire roster because you couldn't beat Stamkos, Kucherov, Vasilevsky, and the Lightning, and now you can't beat Barkov, Kachuk, Bobrovsky, and the Panthers? I don't know. It's
but
a great
But you kind of have to in Toronto.
I guess you do to an extent.
But I think part of the why this team is so demoralizing is, you get past that first line of Barkov, Reinhardt when he's healthy, and Rodriguez or whoever they have up there, and then Verhaeghe, Bennett, and Kachuk. And then you got to deal with Marchand, Lundell, Lostarinen. All right, and then you got to deal with Gadjevich, Nosek, and Greer.
How many hockey fan bases do you get excited when the fourth line is in? And when the fourth line is in, you're like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, wait, don't worry. Our third pair of D-men have also scored goals in these playoffs, too.
And you're right, and after seven games in the playoffs, they were your fifth line. So,
crazy.
And now, two of the guys that were out are stepping in, and I'm expecting them to see. I mean, Jesper Boqvist, he's not Sam Reinhart, but he certainly, if he had 13 on his jersey the other night, you would have thought it was him, and Sturm steps in tonight.
I actually wanted to ask you about this because the one guy of that trio who isn't back in the lineup tonight is Mackie Samuskevich. Mm-hmm. He was scored almost 20 goals, if not did right short of 20, I think it was, in the regular season as a rookie. He obviously sat out on the taxi squad all year last year during that run. How do you think his mindset is, and how are they handling that situation with someone who was such a big part of the team in the regular season, and now he's kind of third on the totem pole when guys are out?
So Sturm is a fourth liner.
Yeah.
And Boqvist is a top nine guy. Mackey's a top nine.
Right.
So Mackey is really the next top nine guy. He's the second one behind Boqvist. Right. And they haven't gotten there yet. Knock on wood, they never get there. You know, I think Paul Maurice, I don't remember when it was, maybe like in the Toronto series. No, it must have been in the Tampa series before those guys got in. And he was asked, hey, do you want to get, you know, no second game? And he said, this isn't like peewee hockey where the parents are in the stands and everybody's got to play.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So, you know, you have those top nine wingers. Boqvist is the 10th guy. Mackey's the 11th guy. And that's what it is. You're not just going to sit any of the guys you mentioned. For his development, I still think it's really good. You know, he's told me, and the Panthers have said this, him just being around last year during the whole thing, and then when the cup ended, he was here the whole time training with the off-ice staff. That's why he came in this year in such good shape. And I kind of like the fact, and we know from all of our teams here in town, at different times, including this team, you came in, you were first round, here's the keys. We got nobody else. You're in.
Right.
I love the fact that, you know what? Maybe you have to over-marinate the guy. Sure, he could be playing. He could be in there. But you got to wait your turn because your team's trying to win championships, and I think that's a pretty good environment. And by the way, he's such a great kid. I'm sure, obviously, he wants to play.
Right.
But he'll take it out as an experience and, you know, hopefully even sitting learn from it. But, hey, something could happen tonight. We could be in Carolina Wednesday, and he might be in there next to Barkov or Bennett. You know, that's the unpredictable thing, and that's why you need – and I think they learned this from that Vegas series 2 years ago. You need 16 forwards. You need 8 defensemen. You need 2-3 goalies.
It's so insane to look back at the lineup they put out there in Game 5 against Vegas. I know there were a lot of injuries, of course, but did Grigory Denisenko out there? Like that fourth
line. Dolby, Stahl, and White, your fourth line. No knock on those guys. But
Dolby scored a huge goal in that playoff.
Right, against Boston.
Yeah.
But think about it now, and also think about the fact, you know, you talk about the success and what's – and I should have said this before. They bring up they remember losing 9-3 in Vegas. Mm. They remember losing 8-1. Fans might not, to Edmonton last year. They remember those things. So when everything is going right, I'm guessing to your point, Hawk, about Paul Maurice, he's got maybe not the things right now, but he's got some things in the memory bank that he can
kind of needs to that he can call on if needed.
Yeah,
break glass in case of emergency.
There you go.
Goldie tonight, Scripps Sports. That's Channel 39. Dayton Broward, 7:30 tonight. South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. What's your go-to DQ Blizzard flavor? That's obviously been a big topic of conversation.
Yeah,
Appel brought us blizzards before the show.
I had
a Heath Bar blizzard.
That delicious, right?
Delicious.
Just Heath Bar and any crumbles, anything else in there?
I went Reese's. Tree went Oreo, and then
we got Cuño, a banana.
He didn't eat that
blizzard. Well, we made him. We forced him to.
Well, I figured if
he
I put
went in the bathroom like the models and stuck the fingers.
I wanted to make sure that if we got him one, it would be something where, all right, it's got a fruit in it. Maybe that'll be.
He had two spoonfuls.
Yeah. Threw up and
claimed lactose intolerance and called it.
That's why he's in great shape. Well, I don't have a go-to. It depends.
When's the last time you've had a blizzard?
Well, I was at that same Dairy Queen that the players are at
in Raleigh
numerous times with Bill Lindsay. Yeah.
Mm.
So we'd have lunch, stuff our face,
so
look at each other, give the side. We're going.
You got food there? No.
No.
Got you.
Go somewhere else
for dessert.
They had a Oreo mint chip that they created. You know, a lot of times they create them themselves.
Sure.
So sometimes I go with that. Or I do a combo between Oreos, Heath Bar, Butterfinger. Usually I'm throwing two things in there.
Interesting.
Maybe Snickers. Yeah.
I don't
it all works.
I don't like Butterfinger.
Well, I spoke to Butterfinger. They don't like you either. So why you got to rip your Butterfinger? Don't put a finger on my Butterfinger.
Don't put a finger on my Butterfinger. I don't like Butterfinger. I think it's the worst candy bar, the worst Halloween candy.
I know by now there's no arguing with him because his opinion becomes fact when it comes to food. So
I use you as an example with my wife this weekend when she said...
That marriage is going well.
She said, your opinion, for whatever reason, you think is fact.
Right?
And I said... It's great that you point that out because Goldie pointed that out once, and that was prescient because the truth is my opinions are indeed fact, certainly during the 4 hours of this show.
That's why we love you.
Butterfinger happens to be a terrible candy bar, and you know that. You know that.
It's good.
Would anyone,
if I'm in the mood, you know, a little Heath, and usually usually Oreo and then something else.
I was surprised to hear.
Would anyone like to reconsider the Liam Eichenberg take? Because I believe I'm right on this, and I'm going to give
I'm telling you, he's gonna be mowing people down in January in a playoff game next year, and you're going to eat your words.
Didn't
one of these days.
Didn't Noah Igbinoghi have a great...
he had a very good season.
Yeah, with Washington.
Yeah.
And that was,
top
you know,
in the league,
and you never thought you'd say that as a Dolphins fan.
See.
So it could certainly happen with Liam Eichenberg.
I'll let you stand on that island, and I will gladly admit I'm wrong if you end up being right about that.
Jonas Sevenaian.
Fair enough.
He's going to be in there.
Who?
The draft pick. The
77th. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't get his name. Yeah, yeah. You've been practicing, I guess.
By the way,
I'm thinking it's May
20th. You want to know the craziest thing? 10 weeks, Dolphins, Bears. 4 months, Panthers open the preseason.
Oh, my God.
Right around the corner. Sitting here again probably.
12 weeks, FIU Bethune-Cookman. I'll be on the ball now.
Pause up. Yeah. The only negative of going to the Stanley Cup final over and over again is there's no offseason.
Right.
I mean, these guys will have played so much hockey that it's kind of incredible, which is, I'm guessing, one of the reasons why it is so difficult to even do Eastern Conference Finals 3 times in a row.
I think this is game number 306 over the last 3 years for this team.
That is wild. I mean, that's
unbelievable.
But a chance to clinch the East final again at home. Remember, until 23, the key, when Kachuk scored against Carolina, we're talking 24 months ago, they had never clinched the series in this building. Think about that.
24 months ago, yeah.
The arena opened in the 90s. They had never won a series in this building.
The big playoff memory, at least for me growing up, was Marcel Gotch scoring in a losing Game 7.
Tied it too.
Yeah.
Damn, had him, Henrique.
My big playoff memory was the Panthers playoff guarantee, which didn't even come true.
That was right.
That was my big Panthers playoff memory. Remember that? There were billboards all over
the
playoff guarantee.
Yeah.
There was no way they weren't going to make the playoffs.
That's why I will always appreciate this stretch of
Panthers. It's incredible. Because,
well, it's
what,
one of the things.
What we're seeing is incredible.
We did it after the big three. You know, a lot of times, you know, they always say when you're older, too, I wish I knew I was in the good old days.
Right.
When I was in the good old days.
Right.
You have to take a moment or two to recognize just how great this
is. And I do a lot at the home games. I walk around. I look at the fans because, I mean, this is – they've won 9. They can win 10 of 11 playoff series if they win the game tonight and go to the cup again. I mean, are you kidding me?
They went 20 years without winning a playoff series.
Right.
Insane.
From the time the building opened until game 2 against the Islanders in 2016, they didn't win a playoff game in the building. Remember, in 2000, the Devils swept that series.
Yeah.
So what they're doing now, I hope fans appreciate it and do not take it for granted, because you would have had to be alive and cognizant, right, 50-something years ago when the Dolphins were doing that in the 70s.
Right. Like, think about it back then.
Yeah.
Those people in 72, 73, if you said to them, hey, you don't know what's coming.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's 2025, and you're like, oh, I wish I appreciated that.
Even the early mid-80s when they made the Super Bowl against Washington and San Francisco. You figured Marino's walking off the field in Palo Alto, loses to Montana. You're a Dolphin fan. You're like, oh, man, that's thing. But of course we're going to be back 10 times.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. So you got to appreciate it.
Steve Goldstein.
Hi, guys.
Tonight, Scripps Sports, 7:30. Have a good broadcast.
Thanks. I'm going to get a Butterfinger. See?
There you go. We got to take a break, too. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. It is game 4 tonight. You will hear the game here on 560 QAM. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back after this.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go home, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. I had a great time, by the way. So Ryan, one of the owners of Funky Buddha, he had his daughter's graduation party at his house, and I was there over the weekend, and they had a bar set up, obviously, with plenty of Funky Buddha beer for the guests, but they also had Aperol Spritz.
Oh, just for you, probably.
And that was just for me. He said, it's literally the first thing listed on what you can get, and it was just for me, and I appreciate that. KC, the other owner of Funky Buddha, Ryan's brother, came to the graduation party, and I said, so who's using the Panthers tickets tonight? And he's like, I am. I'm out of here in 3 minutes. And he did the old Irish goodbye, him and his entire family. And I texted him after the third period. I said, not a bad game to be at, to be quite honest.
You know, if Ryan had gotten me a wedding gift, I might have gotten his daughter a graduation gift.
That's one of the biggest mistakes you've ever made in your life, yeah. Is not inviting Ryan to your wedding.
Yeah.
But we had a great time at Ryan's place for graduation, and you will have a great time at Funky Buddha Tap Room tonight in Oakland Park if you go see Dan Day for trivia or to watch Panthers game. And if you are lucky enough to have tickets to the game here at the Amerant Bank Arena, the Funky Buddha Tap Room is right downstairs across from Pantherland. You can get some of their delicious drinks right here.
How many Aperol spritzes did you have?
So I had one Aperol Spritz at Ryan's house and one Aperol Spritz at Dr. Chuck's house, who also had it on the menu.
I mean,
that's kind of my calling card at this point. I have to drink Aperol Spritz.
Forgot your Butterfingers, though.
I mean, these people who like Butterfingers, I will never understand. You like a Butterfinger?
It's not my first choice, but I'll eat one.
Terrible candy. Do you like Butterfingers, Solana?
Nah, I'm not a big fan. I'll pass on it every time.
Yeah. Jimmy, you like a Butterfinger?
No way.
Be great.
Whoa.
Be great if Jimmy was like, sometimes not. That's more your character, Jimmy. Sometimes.
It's very
not.
Decisive there.
A couple of things that I should let people know. Obviously, you can hear the game here tonight on 560 QAM. It is a 8 p.m. puck drop. Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows, and to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. And the shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, and Pantera. So if you want to enter, you go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. And if you want more info on how to see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. I asked this of Solana the other day. So out of those 5 concerts that we're giving away tickets to in West Palm, which one would you be most excited to see? Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto. Toto is with Men at Work and Christopher Cross, by the way. Kesha or Pantera?
What was the second one you said?
The Offspring.
I think The Offspring.
Yeah, you're a 90s guy.
I like that kind of music.
Yeah, all right.
Although that the Toto
Men at Work and Christopher Cross, yeah. That's my wheelhouse.
That's number
man.
Two, I think, on the list for me. Kesha, low-key, bangers.
Well, it's funny. We had that conversation last week.
Timber? Are you kidding me?
But Solana was like, she's got one song. And I'm like, no, there's plenty of songs. But I didn't realize she was playing amphitheaters, but she obviously is.
I associate Timber with Pitbull and the playoffs. Yeah,
of course.
Playoffs.
Who doesn't? And Solana said Dierks Bentley, he called them Dierks and Bentley.
The take
no one knows who he is.
The take that Kesha has a lot of bangers, Sleeper has a lot of bangers, is so white it's wearing Sperry's. Like, it just...
Okay, God. I mean, you will be an expert on that today.
I mean, like, Kesha hasn't been relevant in 14 years.
Okay. That doesn't mean she didn't have bangers at one point in her career.
But that's impossible to say if she's touring amphitheaters. Like, it's just impossible.
Timber's the only song any of us know. It's the only one.
All right. This is back to Sawgrass Mills.
I mean, I'm looking up the all the songs here. I mean.
Blow.
Unbelievable. What did you just say?
Blow.
Oh, yeah. From 2020. From 2010.
2020.
Did I rattle you?
2020. 2020.
Did I rattle you? Oh, she's got a song like that? Is that what the song?
Your love is my drug.
What a coincidence. Oh, alone.
I mean, we are who we are, and TikTok.
No, she does have a ton of hits.
Yeah. I mean, TikTok was popular before TikTok was popular.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, tonight you're going to hear the game here on 560 QAM. Panthers, huge, huge favorites tonight. Anything in your head say to you that this is not going to be a romp like we saw in the first three games?
I don't know how, if you're Carolina, you even muster up anything.
Right?
Like, because you know this is over, right? And you don't want to get swept again. You want to stop that losing streak in the conference final, but this building's going to be jumping. You know the Panthers are going to be without a couple of key pieces, but at the same time, they have more than enough. And I just think the Hurricanes are just – they're beat down so much at this point. Their star players are getting
called
out by the coach.
Now, we did see this against Edmonton, though, right? Didn't we jump out to a 3-0 lead, and then all of a sudden
things got a little dicey? That's different.
In what way?
Because I don't think I was saying this at that point. I don't think that those first three games, I don't think were as dominant as this has been.
Fair. This isn't like, hey, they're getting one, and they stole one or stole two in Raleigh. This has been complete and utter domination.
Plus, the Oilers have maybe the best hockey player in my lifetime. And Draisaitl, like, I mean, they have
two of the top five players in the league.
Right. Yeah. You can't compare this Carolina Hurricanes team. I mean, it's basically a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of skating out there.
Well, it's a bunch of guys who are good, who nobody's ever heard of, who are trying to play a game that isn't theirs.
Nobody's ever heard of.
I was just humoring him.
Gotcha. Liam Eikenberg, though, I think, when it's all said and done.
What D-pair is he on for the Hurricanes?
What's that?
So what D-pair is he on for the Hurricanes? Oh, hello? Liam.
All right. Look at that guy. John Bryant. I mean, that's a long time, man. We've got every engineer here, Solana. Free Steph and John Bryan.
There must be free food.
Solana said there must be free food. Is Gary Abar in the house?
Oh, Gary.
All right. All right, that's going to do it for us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Again, tonight, 7:30 is when you will hear Doug Plagans. He will have the pregame show along with Billy Lindsay, and then they will have the call of the game beginning at 8 p.m., and we appreciate you spending some of your Memorial Day with us today, and I'm imagining Crowder will be back at some point this week. Obviously, if you've been listening to the show or seeing on social media, you know he lost his father last week, and so he's been dealing with that, but he'll be back before you know it, and he thanks everyone for all their well wishes and tweets and kind words. Thank you, Josh Appel, for filling in here, and I guess you're sticking around to watch the game.
I am. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer, always appreciate his help, and Jimmy and Solana back in the studios. Love to see. Jimmy, have you ever been to Sawgrass Mills?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. And it's a better mall than Dolphin Mall?
Yes, I would say that.
Yeah, by a wide margin.
Why?
Yeah, but a lot more options there than Dolphin Mall.
Like what?
What he just told you why. You asked him why.
Okay,
he gave you an answer, but now you're going to press him. He gave you the answer you were looking for.
What's one store at Sawgrass that you, Jimmy, would go to that you can't go
to?
To
Romania. I just said it to you.
They have it.
At the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, Rainforest Cafe.
Okay.
Stick it right up. And thank you, Appel, for the blizzards. There's video on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman, of me and Appel drinking blizzards and getting ready for the game.
I mean, it was the time of our lives.
It was the time of our lives. We had the time of our lives. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Panthers. Do we know if Matt Mervis is playing tonight, by the way, for the Marlins?
Not sure.
All right, well, go Marlins and Matt Mervis. And we will speak with you mañana.
Question. question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.